coming up is the annual Horseman's Market Day, sponsored by the Brazos Valley Driving and Riding Club, and Jim Daspit has come back. You had enough torture last year, you wanted to return.
Bill, I come back every August. That's why I'm here.
Keep taking that punishment.
That's right.
Well, let's first of all introduce listeners who are not aware what is the Brazos Valley Driving and Riding Club.
The Brazos Valley Driving and Riding Club is a group of folks who have all kinds of equines. We have everything from miniature donkeys up through fancy draft Friesian horses and mules and regular horses, and we just enjoy driving, especially sport driving, going on trail rides. We get together once a month and go out on a ride, and it's open to anybody, and you can get us on our website. But right now I'm here to talk about Market Day.
Well, and that's coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yes, it is. This is an annual event. We're at the Brazos County Expo Center on Leonard Road on the 17th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is a flea market that is for anything equine related. You know, horse people are like golfers and fishermen. You accumulate stuff, and then you get the stuff and you try to figure out why I ever bought it. Well, this is your chance to get all that stuff, get a booth for $25, sell all that stuff you don't need, take that money, go down to the next booth, and buy the stuff you can't live without. And the reason we're here so early in advance of the event is we have an early bird special. Before August 7th, the booths are $25 a piece. If you have some friends who want to go in, you can get four booths for $75 if you do it by August 7th. And I guarantee you, if you bring stuff there and you price it reasonably, it's going to sell. We had over 2,000 customers come through last year, and every year we're getting bigger and bigger.
I was just going to ask, how much of the exhibition hall do you take up now?
Last year we filled about three-fourths of the East Pavilion, and we're already ahead of last year on vendor booths, so we're looking for more folks, and we're going to attract more customers, so this is a big event.
How many years now?
I believe it's about 15 years. We have grown to the point now we're a big-time operation because this is our one big fundraiser. We enjoy doing it, and the club just has a good time.
Well, and the expo now having that kind of room available, that's been a blessing too.
It has been a very big blessing to us. And folks coming out need to know that there's no admission charge for buyers. Parking is free. There's lots of parking. There'll be a concession stand open for if you want to buy food through the Expo Center, which brings us to two things that we can't sell that day. Live animals are not allowed in the Expo Center by Brazos County ordinance, nor can we sell food of any kind because of a concession contract the Expo Center has. And I just want to say, it's so hot, please don't bring your dog. We don't need to have dogs. We have to ask you to leave, and we don't want to run the risk of dogs being left out in cars.
So with those conditions, anything and everything equine related,
we will have bling, we will have saddles, we'll have harness, we'll have carriages, we'll have blankets, generators. If it can be related to horses, trail riding, rodeoing, or whatever, you'll find it there.
Again, the event itself is 2 weeks from tomorrow, the 17th, from 8 until 2 at the Expo. But again, the focus is getting more vendors, and that deadline again is
August 7th, and there are two ways to contact to make arrangements to get your booths. One is the email at marketday, one word, at equinedriving.com, or you can call 979-279-6217.
And we'll post the interview in a little bit on WTAW.com, and that information will be there as well. You made a passing reference to a website, I think?
Yes, we're at equinedriving.com. We're also on Facebook at Brazos Valley Driving and Riding Club. You can find out about us, see what we look like, see what we do, and we'd love to have people join us.
Always appreciate the conversation.
Thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure being here.
Again, Jim Daspit with the Brazos Valley Driving and Riding Club with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.